Go and do two commandments. The first commandment is that we are called to love whom? God. Second commandment, we are called to love our neighbor. And today we have this commandments given, and then we have this illustration of the second commandment of how to love God. And it's really great. Next week we're going to get part two. So you want to return to Mass next week because it's a cliffhanger today. So today we learn how to love God, and so you want to come, or how to love our neighbor. Next week you want to come back and learn how to love. And if you're not doing that, then you can't do the first, and so you got to make sure. So they go together. Tune in next week, same time, same bat channel. It's been said that the church has a PR problem. Maybe you've heard about that. This PR problem, like this public relations, like this has not been good news. And so what can we do about it? Well, I think we need to have another PR solution. And the PR solution is practical response. We need to have a practical response to the needs of the church, to the needs of the world today. Now, I don't know if you get the Catholic Spirit, but on the Catholic Spirit, it's a great addition this week. It happens to have not only Miss Minnesota on the cover, but it happens to have a picture of me. I'll be signing autographs later. So, yeah, I just want to point that out. Nothing else. Okay, no. But it's got a great article here on page 12 of a priest by the name of Monsignor John Ryan. Now, the University of St. Thomas, they have the Ryan Institute named after him. Monsignor Ryan was born 150 years ago, and he was a man who spoke out boldly to the president of the time, President Roosevelt. He spoke out to the bishops, and he said, we need to take this teaching of the church on social justice, and we need to make it practical. Mike Naughton, the founder of the Ryan Institute, said, we have a tendency in the Catholic theology, especially in Catholic social teaching, to get generic theories and principles. But what do they really mean? And so we got this theory, you gotta love God, you gotta love your neighbor, you gotta love the poor. But what does that mean? 100 years ago, Monsignor Ryan realized that partly what it meant is that 100 years ago, people needed to have a living wage, which he calculated 100 years ago to be about $600 a year. How times have changed. But the issue of living wage wasn't simply an issue then. It's still an issue today. How do we have a living wage? And so Naughton says that Monsignor Ryan translated the social teaching of the church. He operationalized Catholic social teaching. So I've been thinking about that. Wouldn't it be great if the church had a PR, a practical response to the needs that we are confronted with today? Take, for example, immigration. It's been in the news a couple times. Immigration. I don't know what the answer is to the immigration issues. But here we are at home watching CNN and Fox and whatever else, and we're pontificating on the response. And of course, who are we pontificating to? Our wives, right, guys? We're telling them, this is what needs to happen. Well, is that going to do anything? I do not know what the response is, but I do know that I've had the opportunity to sit down and share a meal with people who are illegal immigrants. Undocumented, here, some for 10, 20, 30 years, raising their families. And as I listen to their stories, I realize that whatever the practical responses that we have, it must involve this human person. Practical response. Or take the issue of abortion in the world today in the United States. I do not know what the solution is, but I do know I've had the opportunity to sit down and listen to women who have had abortions and to hear their story and their pain and their fear. So we need to have practical responses to this particular woman. Perhaps it's something like a Bria. What are the practical responses that we are going to have? I don't know why people on the street ask for money at stoplights. We see it all the time, do we not, in Minneapolis and St. Paul? I don't know but until we actually sit down and say, hey, instead of me just driving by, why don't you and I go to the Wendy's across the street and have lunch? Then I can listen to you, a human being, share your story so that we can have a practical response to your need. I don't know how we go about all the things that we need to go about. We need to keep wrestling at it. But let's get out of the ethereal and get very practical. It's a lesson that Jesus is driving home in today's gospel. There were two people who walked by on the other side, and they could have said, oh, what you need is this and this, as they kept walking by, and they would have the correct answer. But that guy did not need the correct answer. He needed a practical response. He needed someone to pick him up, bandage his wounds, carry him to an inn, pay for him at the inn, and let him know that you, before me, are a person worthy of my time. Very practical. So as we go about living today, and living this week, and loving this day, and loving this week, and we say, I want to be like Jesus, and I want to love my neighbor, and I want to love God with all that I have, it needs to be very practical. I told my mom and my dad, I love you all the time. You know what my mom wanted? Let's see it, kid. Let's see it. Do those dishes. Make a practical response. Get real with me. See, living the gospel, it's demanding. Living the gospel is going to ask of us. Living the gospel means that we at times will become uncomfortable, because there are going to be times in your life and in mine where we're going to be before someone and we're going to say, why did I choose this lane? Why did I choose that spot to sit? Now I have to talk to this person versus someone who's nice over there. But it is exactly what Jesus asks of us. And that's why God gives us his Spirit, so that we might be people who make a practical response. St. Francis, as we know, it is said, preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. There's ever been a time in the history of the church where we need to be the church that's preaching the gospel by making practical responses to the people around us and before us. It's today. It's today. So let's ask God that grace, the grace to make a practical response.